92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
For the last few years, there's been a lot of people trying to squash the LGBTQ communities of our country. Now, this is largely coming from government officials who have made these people seem evil and corrupt. And it's really a shame, because celebrating who you are, no matter who you are, is always a beautiful thing. But all these new restrictive laws have only created a new social crisis in our country. A new study done in November and December shows that 86% of LGBTQ youth and transgender young adults, people up to 24 years old, say that their mental health is in rapid decline due to the punishments being applied to their lives. These are people who know that they're different from the normals of our society. And over 150 anti-LGBTQ bills have been introduced in 23 states already this year. Almost 85% of the LGBTQ people surveyed said that they've been threatened with violence or even been a victim of violence, clearly fueled by government-driven rhetoric against them. And many are terrified to go out of their homes now. Plus, that violence is transitioning into schools because the bullies have learned about this and they're attacking other children in their classes. If you're a parent, I want to ask you a question. Is this the kind of environment you want your kids to grow up in and experience? Because I can tell you firsthand, it's going to affect them for the rest of their lives. Now, I'm completely heterosexual, but I was often attacked by the school bullies in grade school because I was the audiovisual geek, the guy who ran the projectors and stuff like that. And I've had to carry that with me every day of my life. There's no shaking it. It happened. Shouldn't we be encouraging kids to learn and know everything possible and make their own decisions? I think we need to stop creating a world of fear and insecurity. And if you don't have kids, maybe connect with a local organization and find out what you can do to create a more positive environment for LGBTQ people in your neighborhood.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.